Tonight's Shir Simin Lamed, Zeman Hanachosa, the time to put on tefillin, Sif Aleph. Zeman Hanachosa and Baboiker, Mishayir Eschaveru Harogel Imo Kitsas, Perichuk Dalar Amis, Viakirenu. The Zeman, the time to put on tefillin in the morning, is when you see an acquaintance who you know him a little bit, and at a distance of four Amos, you would recognize him. Mr. Bursif Khan Alf Hanachosan, what's allow me to say? Techilas Zman Hanachosan Misha Yira. The earliest time to put on tefillin is when you would see this acquaintance. The mitzvah kol yom, but the mitzvah goes on the whole day. Ukil kamon b'simin lamazayin ansham, like we say later on in Simin lamazayin. For the time, the reason is that Zman hazeh, until this time in the morning, Cheshin and Shema Yishin Bem were afraid you may fall asleep in your tefillin. In tefillin, so it's considered nighttime in regard to tefillin. In other words, we have definitions of night, and it ends at Amur HaShachar. The night ends at Amur HaShachar, at dawn. It doesn't end at Misha Yakir. For this halacha, that we're afraid you'll fall asleep in the tefillin, that's why we don't wear tefillin at night. So when the day is such that you are ready, is enough light to see someone and recognize him, so that's already, we're not afraid you'll fall asleep. Sifkan Beis Imo Kitzas, someone that you know a little bit, Dilo Harbe, if you know him very well, Yakirenu Afilam Rochek, you'll notice him even more than Dalar Amis. Veinu Rogel Klal, someone you're not familiar with, Lo Yakir Afilam Karmo, it could be right in front of you, you won't know who he is. So it's got to be someone who's an acquaintance, but not someone you know very well. Seif Beis Asur Laniach Tefillin Balal, it is forbidden to put on tefillin at night. Shema Yishkachem, because you may forget you're wearing tefillin, the Yishan Behem sleep in them. And that's the whole concern. If you put on the tefillin before sunset, and now it got dark, even if they're on his head all night, mutter, that's okay. But we don't publicly paskin this. If he didn't take off his tefillin when the sun set, because he had no place that he could put them that's protected, so he's wearing them because that's how he keeps them safe. Mutter umorkin, that's permitted, and you can publicly state this halacha. Mishtabur sifkon gil balayla. Ubenash mashos, as far as twilight is concerned, midivrei hamagen avraham mashma, the mutter lechatchila lahaniach. It's usher at night only because we're afraid to fall asleep. So the magen avraham says that if it's twilight, it's lechatchila you can put tefillin on. Al Pimagodim is stopping with that. However, Pimagodim is in doubt. Imlo Shalokiya Midayim, it's his tefillin bosa yom, unless he had not worn tefillin at all that day. Does Yenichim Benesh Moshes, then the Pimagodim would also agree to put on your tefillin during the Benesh Moshes period. Sifka and Dalid, Vayishin Behem, we're afraid to fall asleep. And what's wrong with falling asleep with tefillin? Vechashin and Shem Yafiach Bishnas, and we're afraid that he will pass gas when he's sleeping. That's not allowed. Al midiraisa, as far as the Torah is concerned, mutla nichem b'lal, you can wear tefillin at night. The kaimlan we hold b'lal is man tefillin, lal is this man tefillin. Same halacha we said in Simcha Chavtas. This is why we don't make a brach when we take off tefillin, because lal is man tefillin. Sifkan hey, koydim v'chulu, if you put them on before the sunset, what's a loymar, to lo osu rabbonin makla hanicham l'chadchila b'lal, what the rabbonin prohibited was putting the tefillin on when it's nighttime. But if it's already on him, before the sunset, and they didn't say to take it off, and it could stay on his head all night. As long as it doesn't take it off, because as soon as it comes off once, it's now osur to put them back on. So even if it's on all night, it's mutter. It's mutter until he wants to go to sleep. Does behechrich misir, and then he'll have to take them off. Sharasa lishon shnas kevah behenks, it's also to sleep, a set sleep in tefillin. Uk the kamon besimin memdad, as we will learn in simin memdad. The efshir de belayel de zman sheinahu, afil shnas arayi osmidin, and perhaps even a temporary sleep, a nap, would be usher at night, mi'ikaradin, since nighttime is the zman, the time for normally sleep. So this idea to work around the halacha is it's usher to put on tefillin at night, so I'll put them on before nightfall, I'll just keep them on. So it's mutter, ve'ein morankin, sifkan ches, you can't publicize this. Halacha l'maisa chem, if someone asks you halacha l'maisa, you don't tell them to do this. Shema yavola anichem l'chadchis, they may end up putting it on at night. So this is the kind of thing a person does in private. Avalo barab, not in public, to gam kin karo, because you do something in public, that is as if you're teaching something to the rabbin. Valkain, therefore, ainless baal ben tfilos arvis tanasibar barabin. Tanasibar marav, you want to wear your tefillin? No. It's public, it's nighttime. You don't keep your tefillin on for marav tanasibar. Take Tisha B'Av. You put on your tefillin by mincha, and you want to keep it on till after marav. No, we don't do that. Sivkan test. V'nimtzu alav. If he's in a situation where he can't take off his tefillin because it's a danger, it's not safe, so then that's the chatchila to keep them on. Dafka nimtzu mekilinan umorin. So this halacha that they find him with his tefillin on, so we're makel and he can show the rabbin. Because in order to keep the tefillin protected, he doesn't have to take them off. Afilu kol laila, all night long, if necessary, calls manch liyoshen, as long as he doesn't sleep. But in order to protect them, I want to put them on, that we don't say. V'yesh mekilim b'zen, some makel even with that. So the Shulchan Aruch differentiates between someone who wants to put on his tefillin before nightfall and keep them on, or the person who has them on doesn't want to take them off because it's not protected. The Be'er Locha points out, in Lochol's Tefillin Mishashok Lacham, the first Be'er Locha, it's a Lomar, when we say sunset, we're talking about Gemar Shkia. We're talking about the end of Shkia, the second Shkia, V'hu Tzeis Kochovim, we're talking about when the stars are coming out. Does Uzman Chalitza's Tefillin Medina, that's when you have to take the Tefillin off. Dila Ben Hashmashos, if it's twilight, Afilim Hoye Lomokom L'Shomon, even if you had a place that would be protected, in Sarach L'chol, and he does not have to go spilling. Kemuchach b'manochah slamavov m'abeis. Afilu man de'isti laila la'az man tefillin. Even according to the sheet, the nighttime isn't man tefillin. Kol shkin l'didon, especially according to us, the paskinin we hold, laila is man tefillin. V'chein kosev l'vush b'megod in demorin k'in l'chachil, that's l'ad chila. So when we say this halacha, that if you put them on before shkiyas achama, and he still has it, or if he didn't take them off by shkiyas achama, because no place to protect it, we're talking about tzitz. Se'if Gimel. Hayeroitze lotzeis laderech b'hashkomo. A fellow is going to go on the way. He's going on a journey early in the morning. Menicham, he puts on his tefillin. Ukshkiyaz manon, when the zman comes, yimashmish b'hem yivarch, then he could handle them and make a bracha. The lekel amech Hashem yishma, we're not afraid he'll fall asleep. Kimon shehishkan b'yos derech, he's going on the derech. Mishter Burr, sefka on yud, lotzeis laderech. What are we talking about? A person who is going to travel, he won't get his tefillin later on because it's too cold or any other reason. So what is he going to do? He's putting on his tefillin before this Zman Mishiyaka. Sifkad Yurach B'Hashkamer, early in the morning. This could be even before Mishachar. Even before Mishachar. It's Mamish nighttime. This is Mamish nighttime. He's putting on his tefillin. He's not making a bracha. Sifkad Yurach Menichem. Kodim Siyas. He puts them on before he leaves. He can have a mind the Shem Mitzvah. You know why? Keeping the Kaim along, we hold Lila's Mount Tefillin. So have a mind for the Mitzvah. Even if he had a place to watch them, he's allowed to put them on. Because we're not afraid he'll fall asleep. Because the Kamelech will say ahead. When do you make a bracha? When the Zman comes, then you handle them and make a bracha. Dafti tir chazal lahaktim hanocha b'layla b'malkam delekel lemeches hashena. Even though Chazal allowed him to put the tefillin on, even if it's still nighttime, for all halachas it's nighttime, as long as we're not afraid he'll fall asleep. Afi lahach and then your bracha. Still, when it comes to the bracha, la ratzu l'sakein l'omer v'tzivanu comes on. They did not want to allow that you should say the bracha v'tzivanu if it's before this man. But let's say he did make the bracha. When he put them on, he does not have to make a bracha against him. We daven and put the tefillin on before Mishiyakir. So then, if someone did make the bracha before Mishiyakir, there would be no requirement to make the bracha again. This fellow, since he got up early to go on the road, we're not afraid he's going to fall asleep. This fellow better be walking or riding. Al Yosef Baragol, if he's a passenger in a wagon or a car, train, plane, Oslo Haniyach, then you can't wear Shema Yishma. He might fall asleep by Be'er Locha. And Be'er Locha has this discussion about the halacha of being concerned that if he's in a wagon, what's the halacha? He brings that there's Shittas who are Mekel in the Agola and Shittas who are Machmer in the Agola. And he says, Lamais, if he's afraid they may get lost, and he's wearing them in the wagon for protection, Bevade in Lahachmer, even in the Agola, since there are Shittus who are Makel for Shmir Bechlal. So this is a Diyun, what's the halach in a wagon, but Ikra, then he's going to be Machmer. Now, this is the halacha for many of us who have to go to work, so we're not Yoetz L'Derech, we're Yoetz L'Panosa. We have to get up, go to work, sunrise is very late, so we end up putting on tefillin before Mishiyakir. So the din is to put the tefillin on without a bracha, and it gets Mishiyakir to handle the tefillin and make a bracha. So if Dalit, this fellow's on the road, and this is a weekday. He's wearing his tefillin, and the sun sets, it's getting dark with his kechavim. Oh, or alternatively, he's in Beis Medrash, he's wearing his tefillin, and it's Friday afternoon, it becomes Shabbos. He puts his hand on the tefillin until he gets to the house. If there's a house near the wall, and the tefillin be protected there, you take them off and put them there. The beginning halacha is a weekday halacha. As far as taking them off and carrying them, he's afraid. They may fall out of his hands on the way. So he's allowed to just cover them with his hand. Now we already learned the halacha sif beis, that if he's already wearing them, he doesn't have to take them off. Shani Hachi, this is different. To Misha Yifkabo, if he meets someone, Pen Yitaloy Mashamutan Nichol's film, that person may make a mistake and think you're not to put film on. Al the Samachmar Shesh Beveso, but when he's at home, that's the previous halacha, so he can keep them on, no one sees him. Vahav Shokachama perish, when we say Shokachama, Sof Shkia, who says home again, it means the end of Shkia when the stars are out. The Ben Ashmosh is in Sirchla Chalzon. During twilight, you don't have to take off your tefillin, umar and kinla mice, and that's a straight-out halacha. You can let people know that you can wear tefillin during twilight. This is the halacha. But it is written in the name of the Arizal, that he would take off the tefillin after Shkia Sachamo, and I'm assuming he means the first Shkia Sachamo, that by the sunset his tefillin will come off. Sifkan design the kiddush ruchul. The second half is a person is in Beis Medrash Erev Shabbos wearing tefillin. What's the loymer? The nasa ben hashmoshos it became ben hashmoshos. V'yef shlol iso some biyod lebeis somebody kiddushah Shabbos. Now he can't carry the tefillin home to his house from the Beis Medrash because of kiddushah Shabbos. U'lahasher or some shami yef shetal leave them in Beis Medrash. He can't either. The bati medrashah shalahem hoyevesod. Their bati medrash were in the fields. Malkam shein mushuma pnei ganovim. It wasn't protected from ganovim. Alkain, therefore, hitirlo chachamim lanosim alov derech malbush ad beiso. So the chacham said he can wear them like his clothing until he gets home. Ach tzarech lechasay, somebody should cover them with his hand. Shlo yeuhu shu nosi tefillin l'mshas, no one should see he's wearing tefillin Shabbos. And if there's a place within the walls of the city that he could put them in, even though it's not his own house, he should take them off and put them there to be protected. Se'if hey. The Yesh Misha Oimer, there are those who say, Shem Hispal Tfilas Arvis Miod Yoim, if he davens Mariv, and it's still daytime, like from Plag, Achlo Hanich Tfilin, and he didn't wear Tfilin yet, Ein Loi Lahanichim Akach. Once he davens Mariv, he can't wear Tfilin anymore. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kod Yudzayin, Miod Yoim, Afil Or Yom Gadol. There could be still many hours of the day, Kodem Shkia before sunset. The Shatzim points out this is after Plag. The Fishikvar also Lizman is Elaila. By Davni Marev, he's made this time frame night. Uzman Shiva, it's now the time to lay down. Bekriyishma Utfilishlaris by saying Shma and Shmoneser. The Minich bo tefillin, if he's gonna go put on tefillin now, Yaksav Yaser Yom, he's going to make a day. Varian Shtekulo, Shesoisu Zuazu, it becomes the Tajid the Sasri. You can't eat these two contradictory leniencies. But Achronim discard this and they say la halacha you put on tefillin ubli bracha just don't make a bracha. Kozman shekoyim tzitzchavim beli bracha without a bracha. Kozman shekoyim tzitzchavim as long as it's before it says gachavim. The fact that daf marif can't take away his opportunity to do the mitzvah of tefillin. Ve'im who lo hispar lidayin if he didn't daf marif. Aval pi shehat tzibur hispar lo ilo that tzibur did daf marif. Imkaklum, that doesn't bother us. Vienichem bivrocha, then he could put on tefillin with a brocha. Im hu dain yom, as long as it's before nightfall. Kivin shu enu oisesh te kulos asoisu. So, since he has not doing two things that he's contradicting himself, then it's okay. Vidavka im lohenichem beosu yom kal. This halacha only applies if he didn't wear tefillin at all that day. Alban kfar hinich tefillin, if he did wear tefillin. He wants to wear it now too. Then we say, obviously, if the tzibur davar marav, he's not putting on tefillin anymore. The only time we let him put on tefillin when the tzibur davar marav and he didn't, is if he didn't wear tefillin at all that day. But if he did wear tefillin that day, then he's not putting tefillin on at that point anymore.